Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey listeners, it's Mishi. So, as you know, during these incredibly difficult days, we're trying to bring you voices we're hearing among and around us. Not fleshed out stories, just quick conversations, postcards really, that try to capture slivers of life right now. Yesterday we heard from Itai Kremer, a 50-year-old reservist who enlisted himself and is now waiting, together with tens of thousands of other soldiers, to enter Gaza. And today we go from the battlefield to an impromptu outdoor wedding in Jerusalem. Because, yes, despite everything, life continues amid the horrors. Here's our producer Adina Karpuch with her dear friend, Catherine Leff.
So, Kath, can you start by introducing yourself?
I'm Catherine. I live here in Jerusalem, and I got married this Monday in the middle of a war. My partner is Avichai, and we met about over 6 years ago. We were both waiters at the same restaurant, and we got engaged last February. And we had been planning, you know, basically a huge Israeli wedding party with 400 guests.
Wow. Taking me back to last week, what were you doing? What were you preparing for? What were you imagining?
I was stressed about, like, tiny things, like, you know, getting an ill-timed zit. I was concerned about that. I was concerned that, you know, what if the weather was going to be bad? I was constantly checking the weather app, you know, to see if there was going to be rain or sun. But at some point I did manage to mostly wrap everything up. And then I was just enjoying time with my family who had flown in from the States, you know, just walking around Tel Aviv. We went to the beach. We were in the Old City on Friday. I was actually really excited to be a bride. I actually wasn't one of those little girls who had always dreamed of it. But as I got closer to it, I started to get really excited, and I kept imagining the day of, like, waking up and it being really peaceful and putting on some nice music and doing some yoga and having my friends come over, just being pampered and having a special day and having everyone I love together in the same place.
Okay, now take me to Saturday. What did that day look like for you?
So me and Avichai had said goodbye Friday afternoon. We didn't want to see each other a few days before the wedding. And I had this dream Saturday morning where the wedding was canceled. And it wasn't because of Avichai, it was because of, like, external circumstances. And then sirens wake me up from this dream, and I immediately looked at the news. And my first concern was for my sister and brother-in-law who had come from America with their two small kids. And I immediately called them. I was like, don't be alarmed, but I think we're at war. I started thinking about the wedding when people started messaging me, because amidst all the craziness, like, I had friends who were texting me saying, I've been thinking about you. Like, I'm so sorry this is happening. And at that point I realized, like, there's not going to be a wedding on Monday.
And then what happened?
Avichai's mother told me that we don't postpone joyous occasions. Lo duchim smachot, as they say. So I was trying to understand, like, where it comes from. Like, why can't we postpone? Like, I don't want to do this. Like, how can we even consider doing something so happy when everything is so dark? It didn't make any sense to me. But just everyone around me was like, we don't postpone it. And I think a part of it is we don't know if we'll be able to do it in the future, but we know that we can do it now.
At that point, was Avichai set to go to reserves?
They had called him up already on Saturday, but he had told them that he's getting married on Monday, and he didn't want to go anywhere before he was married. You know, we had spent the longest time waiting for it. He told me, "Catherine, I would rather be married to you more days than less days. So we're getting married on Monday."
The wedding hall canceled, and everything was going to look really different. Were you still looking forward?
At first, I didn't want to enjoy it. Like, I just wanted to check it off the list. I was ready to come in sweatpants and have the minimum amount of people necessary. But then at some point on like Sunday evening, I was sitting with one of my friends and she was telling me, "You deserve to have a beautiful ceremony, even if it's not what you expected." She basically managed to convince me that even though the conditions were not ideal, there's no reason we can't make it beautiful. She asked me, "What would make you happy tomorrow? What is something that would make you feel really good?" And I thought about it, and I told her that I would like a flower crown. So she immediately posted on Facebook saying that her best friend's getting married tomorrow and that she requested a flower crown.
In fact, a whole bunch of us started posting. We wrote that we were planning a wedding outside the neighborhood's bomb shelter and that we needed everything. A chuppah, flowers, chairs, fairy lights, a kiseh kala, a bridal chair, a makeup artist, and a hairstylist. We told Catherine not to worry, that we've got this. And without her knowing, dozens of volunteers, total strangers, showed up. There was a band, photographers, an event planner, and a whole group of teenagers from the local youth movement who raked the place. Everything was ready.
Just as we were leaving to go to the wedding, to go to the chuppah, the siren went off. So we hopped into the shelter and everyone's like, "Oh, there's a bride in here. Like, wow, that's so cool. Mazel tov." There were a lot of tears that day, whether happy tears, sad tears, mixed tears. So the makeup lady instructed my friends how to fix me up every time. So suddenly we're all in the bomb shelter and my friend is like tapping my face, fixing up my makeup in the bomb shelter. And for me, that was one of the most surreal moments. We waited 10 minutes and headed out, and then the first thing that happened was what I heard before I even saw anything. And I was hearing live music, and I'm walking down for my first look with Avichai, and before I even reach him, I look to my left and I see this just a transformed this tiny park that I pass by every week into this beautiful little wedding dreamland. I was just shocked. There was not only, you know, beautiful decorations with everything set up and a band playing, there was even the beautiful kiseh kala, the bridal chair, which I was not expecting to have one. You know, I had given up on that idea. And then once it was there and decorated so beautifully, like, I was able to give blessings to, you know, all of my friends and family. And it was, for me, one of the most special moments because it really invited us in. Like, there was the bridal chair and suddenly my friends were like, "Here, it's waiting for you."
What did it feel like doing this when sirens are going off?
From Saturday morning when I woke up, I had felt nothing but dread and sadness like everyone. But the moment that I was allowed within all of this sadness to be a bride for a moment, it felt like I was like protected, like I was being shielded from everything around us. And like, I don't take that for granted at all. The fact that in these crazy times, it felt normal.
I'll just say that I heard a lot of people saying this, and it was true. I mean, the whole neighborhood came, right? So many strangers right behind the chuppah. There were two elderly people sitting in their lawn chairs, clapping you on the entire way and rooting for you. And I think what I heard most after the party that we impromptu had is that maybe you feel that, you know, others helped you, but actually the wedding brought a lot of light to people in a really dark time.
Well, thank you for just making it the most, you know, one of the most magical days of my life.
Is זה חלום המתגשם בו זמנית, זהו זמן שמסוגל, כן מסוגל, ומכאן הרי היה אישה בכלל. מים רבים לא מחבים את האהבה, עוד היא שמה בבית זה כוס אסון וכל שמחה, עוד היא שמה בבית זה כל חתם וכל קלה, עוד היא שמה בבית זה כוס אסון וכל שמחה. שמחבר פה נשמות, זה הצליל, לא אין צורך לשנות, יש כאן אור גנוז גלוי לעיני כל, קצב שגורם לזוז, כל אחד יכול לבוא וליטול. מים רבים לא מחבים את האהבה, ששון וכל שמחה, עוד היא שמה בבית זה כל חתן וכל קלה, עוד היא שמה בבית זה כל ששון וכל שמחה. ששון וכל שמחה, כל חתן וכל קלה, בניין עד עד המגנת. עוד היא שמה בבית זה כל ששון וכל שמחה, עוד היא שמה בבית זה כל חתן וכל קלה, עוד היא שמה בבית זה כל ששון וכל שמחה.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.